7.2.
In the mid-90s, there were 400 million hearing-impaired people globally, of which 70 million belonged to the 700 million strong European population, and 25 million to the 300 million people in North America. The European figures are thought to rise to 95 million within the next decade. Remarkably, only one in five hearing-impaired Europeans uses an aid. There are a number of reasons for this. People may underestimate the severity of their own problem, or they worry that aids will look ugly. This is the biggest issue for newer generations, or perhaps they simply don't realize that help is available. HearIt runs an international website that aims to increase public awareness of hearing problems and help those who need it. We regularly publish articles about new products and allow users to post their own comments about equipment they've used. We also give directions to online shops where people can purchase the products. The main message we try to convey is that, in most cases, problems can be improved by the right equipment. Let me tell you about Ashkan Tirani, an Iranian engineer. Ashkan suffered his hearing loss in silence for many years. After coming across our website, he realized it didn't have to be that way. Now, fully kitted out in the latest aids fitted with Wi-Fi technology, Ashkan not only works in engineering, but also teaches in the subject. And his confidence has taken off too. Obviously, we can't work miracles. Ashkan needs to use special recording equipment and transmitters in lectures. But this is a comparatively small inconvenience when compared to the gains. You can read more about Ashkan on our homepage. His story is quite inspiring. Of course, scientists are making breakthroughs in the field of hearing all the time. If you visit our site, you can read about some fascinating new developments in America. There, scientists have discovered that our skin also helps us to listen by picking up vibrations in sounds. They realized that the full listening process actually involves sight and touch as well as hearing, in order to provide the brain with a full impression of what sounds are being produced. So, in the future, we may be able to look forward to a very different range of products developed in response to these findings. This is just a small selection of the kind of information you can find on our site. It's likely that either you or someone close to you will experience hearing loss at some point, so I'm sure you'll find it an invaluable resource. Now, if I may take a few questions.